Let us read from God's holy word from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 55. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. And wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God. And for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. What directed me to this word was These words dropped in with a measure of a sweet power. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And one felt when they dropped in very sweetly, oh, to be a real seeker of the Lord. You know, the Lord Jesus promised, didn't he, in his Sermon on the Mount, those wonderful words, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto him. So we have that wonderful promise that the real seekers of the Lord shall find him. And of course we have a beautiful illustration of it in the case of dear Mary Magdalene. She was one that the dear Redeemer had cast out seven devils from her, and he made her a real seeker of the Lord. And we think of that beautiful promise, they that seek me early shall find me. Now you go to the day of the resurrection, that dear seeker went up seeking to find the dear Redeemer. He'd been crucified. He'd laid in the tomb. And she went up early. You think of the lessons there are in that case. They that seek me early shall find me. And she went up early. Such was her love to the dear Redeemer. She wanted to find him, even if it was just to anoint his precious body with the ointments and spices she'd prepared. But no, he'd risen. And it was to her he was to reveal himself. She was to find him, a risen Saviour. Look at the blessing the Lord gave to her in that resurrection garden. And oh, the joy there was in the heart of that dear woman. They that seek shall find. And here we have, seek ye, it's an exhortation. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. We think particularly, while he may be found, you know, under the old dispensation in the Old Testament where this was recorded, the two places really they were to seek the Lord was in the tabernacle and then later in the temple. They were places that were set apart to seek the Lord. And, of course, we have in the New Testament, under the New Testament order, many places which were raised up by the apostles and given commission of heaven, places to worship the Lord, where they could seek him. And we're blessed today, aren't we, with the house of God, a place where we can seek the Lord. But too, there is a seeking of the Lord in secret. You know, some of the best prayers that are ever uttered, that are all known to the Lord, are those secret prayers. And the Lord hears them. And he's promised that they that seek shall find. Now, of course, many sermons really could be preached on this first clause, seek ye the Lord. There's so many things, aren't there, we need to seek the Lord for. I think one of the old divines said on one occasion that this word could be interpreted as seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek the Lord in his fear, and seek to have that fear in our heart all the day long and all the days of our life. And where that fear of God is, there's a true seeking of the Lord. So the exhortation one feels tonight, and I speak it to oneself, you think the things that may burden you and concern you and exercise you tonight, what are you doing in them? Are you trying to fathom them out yourself? Or are you seeking the Lord for his appearing, for him to work? Seek ye the Lord. It's a gracious exhortation. It wasn't just Isaiah speaking this to the church of God. It was the Lord speaking. And it may be in some of the small things that may burden you and trouble you. Seek the Lord in them. Seek his will. Seek for him to unfold his purposes in them. And seek for him to use these things we have to wade through, that we might be blessed in them. Seek ye the Lord. Well, when? He tells us here, while he may be found. There will come the solemn day where the Lord will not be found, because time will be no more. And you think of the solemn issue of the wicked. You know, they, many, may come to that place and say, well, eternity's now at the doors, we'll seek the Lord in panic and in fear. But you see, it may be a time when he will not be found, and he will be with the wicked. And think how solemn, if we are in and out of the house of God all the days of our life, and never be found among the real seekers. So the exhortation, and one speaks it to one's own heart, seek ye the Lord. Seek ye the Lord for him to bless us. Seek ye the Lord to pardon all our sin. Seek ye the Lord that he would make crooked things straight, rough places plain. Seek ye the Lord that he would apply his word to us with power. And seek ye the Lord that we might be obedient to his word and obey his voice. Oh, to be a real seeker of the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And you know, when we can feel the Lord near, we can tell him everything, can't we? So one of the old saints said years ago, if only I could get the Lord's ear, I'd tell him everything. You see, his ear is open to the prayers of his people, those that call upon. And we're bidden, aren't we, to call upon him night and day. Give him no rest. We find this is beautifully dovetailed, the seeking of the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And oh, may this be the exhortation to each of our hearts tonight. There may be things you're in and that burden you and exercise you tonight that I may not mention, but the Lord knows what they are. And the commission is in this word, and the Lord gave it to me very clearly. Seek ye the Lord. seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And give him no rest, you see. You think of those in the Word of God, many of them had to give the Lord no rest. They were continually seeking him. What do we read on another occasion? The psalmist proved it, didn't he? The Lord said to him, "Seek ye my face." And what did the heart of the psalmist say? "Thy face, Lord, will I seek." And oh, that we may be like that as we venture into this new year. We just started in another month. May our hearts be continually seeking the Lord. And he's promised to honour them that seek him. And he will honour them with answers of peace. He will honour them with his blessing upon them. He will honour them with tokens of his love. Going back to Mary Magdalene, you look at the favour the Lord blessed her with. And oh, how her soul was filled. May that be the favoured lot of each of us tonight. Well, don't forget this word. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And oh, may we be given grace to walk it out. And faith to believe that he will answer in his time, in his way. Well, may the Lord bless the world.